Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ben Johnson and the Wiener Circle. Ben was asked about it.
Heard about the hot dog thing with you taking your shirt off?
That's been mentioned. A little disturbing. Why would we want to see that? I'm a man of the people, so I will tell.
Hey, he didn't say no.
No, he really didn't. He said,
I think it's possible.
Anything's possible!
Talked to Ben the other day about, what does it mean? A coach comes in, they say, well, they changed the culture. He says, buzzwords. That's what it is.
Everybody we talked to from the Bears, I think it's accountability as much as anything.
It's working.
Yep.
I'll tell you, though, I don't have to ask him the Marian Hossa question. It's clear that Ben Johnson works out. You know what I'm saying?
Do you work out a lot, Marian?
Did Ben take his shirt off?
He did take his shirt off. He's a man of the people, let's say that.
Hell yeah!
Come on, get undressed. It's on me.
I can't.
And don't be like that. It's a gift. Take your clothes off.
Man, I'm so proud of you guys. I know you guys are hungry for more, right?
Hit him.
Yeah. Here I come. Oh, here I come.
Oh, let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry too.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show.
I'm just gonna grab this shirt if you don't mind.
This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You know, I expected it from the rest of them, Mr. Burgundy, but not from you.
Wait a minute! Pickup attempt? I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to scope my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you for another hour. We hope that you're doing well. We know the weather is not great. So if you're in your car, we are happy to be your friend in the car as you're trying to get to wherever it is that you go. Or if you're in the office and you're like, I'll just stick around for an extra hour here in the office because hopefully things will calm down and I can get back to where it is I want to be faster. We are happy to be your friend in the office.
Be safe, drive slow, and steer into the skid. Skidding is something we're used to Bears teams doing at this time of year, but that is not the case. What have they won? 8 out of 9? 7 in a row and 8 out of 9? I mean, it's outrageous. After an 0-2 start and everything that we were processing then, they are now here, not in the 2 seed, having beaten the Eagles, but in the 1 seed because the Rams lost to the Panthers.
It's 9 out of 10, right?
Is it 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
0-2.
0-2, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, and now they have an opportunity to take care of business against the Packers, which is great. But you're going to notice some things this week if you consume media, sports media at the national level. You're going to notice that some things have changed. Things have not changed locally when it comes to what I think has been tough love, tough coaching, harsh criticism, and fairness by the Bears head coach when it comes to him talking about his quarterback that I think eventually will continue to bloom into this great relationship that these two guys have, and hopefully continues to be winning football.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we are seeing the best version we have certainly ever seen in this town of the way it's supposed to go between offensive guru and quarterback. And it helps that he's the head coach. It really does, in terms of the security and the power and the message and everybody else on the coaching staff being fully unified with the way that he sees it. It really does help quite a bit. But you're seeing a level of everything you said, the honesty and the attention to detail and the criticism and the praise and the realness that has just gone on. I'm curious to what you're talking about with the national folks, but let's hear Ben today, because we always like to hear Ben once he's had a chance to really watch the tape and dive in and tell us what he thought of Caleb's performance. And this is a couple minutes of Ben Johnson in detail on the winning quarterback from that Friday tilt, his Caleb Williams.
I wanted to ask you about two end zone misses Caleb had in the first half, the one to Olamide in the first quarter play action there, and then the other one to Rome, front right pylon on the other side of the field. What did you diagnose in terms of what caused those to miss?
Well, yeah, the first one was a keeper to the right, and we didn't quite get the execution on the front side the way we wanted to, and so Caleb quickly got off of it, and we actually call that backside route by Olamide a hero post on the backside of our keepers. It's one of those that's almost rarely ever thrown. You know, we always talk about, hey, if you're a third or fourth string quarterback in the preseason and you want to be a hero, that's when you throw that thing. And because it's so rarely thrown. He happened to find it. It was open, and we just barely missed that thing. So that was that one. And then the other one to Rome is very similar to where Rome is on the backside of the concept. Rome ran a great route, and Caleb was working through his progression. The front side didn't work out the way that we needed it to. And so as he was getting back to his second and third read, he ended up seeing Rome pop and just left it a little bit short. So both of those were a little bit of him just seeing the field really well, similar to the Cole touchdown, where not necessarily the primary or secondary read, yet he's seeing it and he's trying to pull the trigger to the open guy. So I think it was good on his behalf being able to see all that.
And I know Caleb's talked about it before, just there's passes that he's missing that are concerning to him because they're ones that he doesn't usually miss. And just like how off target he was on Friday on a couple of them, like where are your concern level with his accuracy right now?
It's an area that we are certainly talking about. There's no question. I will say in regards to Friday that was one of the more challenging games in terms of the wind. And so I called a outbreaker to DJ early in that game, and DJ ran a phenomenal route, and yet when the ball's in the air that long, that wind was taking care of it. And you could see it with the place kickers as well. You know, it did a number on Philly's kicker where the wind was a major factor. And so after that throw, I was a little bit concerned, particularly going that direction of putting the ball in the air for too long for a guy like Caleb who's got a super strong arm too. So I would say that plays a part, but there's a number of them that we've been talking about where we got to fundamentally be correct. The primary receiver, when he's open, we want to make sure we hit him. And then all of our pass catchers, we just harped on it today. We need to be more disciplined in our route detail. It's not where it needs to be. Our depth's not proper all the time. Our steps isn't. And so everybody's got a role to play to get this pass game cleaned up. It's not where it needs to be. We're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. And none of us are pleased with that right now.
Ooh, man. Woo. Firm stuff there at the end. The realness of what's happening. But not all misses are the same. Like when he talks about the ones that fundamentally are a problem, like Caleb's feet sometimes are off on some of the basic ones. And I bet that bothers him more. I thought the stuff in the first half of that answer, where he was praising his eyes being in the right place and being able to get through the progressions, is huge. And it leads me to think that the more comfortable he gets, that as long as he's able to see that stuff like he is now and now is trusting himself to get through all of that, I bet he'd be able to complete that pass to Rome with a little bit more calm and fundamentals when he doesn't have to think as much as he's having to think right now learning this offense still.
You know, my philosophy is winning buys you time. It buys you a whole lot of time to get things right. And the crazy part to me about this is looking at Caleb and his development, I think that most people in Chicago who cover the Bears or talk about the Bears have done a good job of listening to Ben. And even we on this show, we said, we'll talk to you about Caleb after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, here we are.
And here we are at Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving. And I think that there's been so much growth in what Caleb is that's predicated on him submitting to what the type of coaching that he's getting. You go back to last week in Declan Doyle talking about, yeah, we loaded him up with stuff. We made it difficult for him because we knew that he could handle it. And now look at where he's at comparatively to where he was back then. And even with that, there's still hard coaching, harsh public criticism, which I'm sure Ben Johnson has done privately.
Mm-hmm.
So that he's not just fronting his quarterback out there. He's saying, like, these are the places where he can get better. I love seeing that. I love it's we're so used to that kind of being the plan. Like, it sounds really good to try and do something like that, but it seems like the Bears are actually doing it under Ben Johnson.
I think they are. Caleb is still a work in progress, and here we are talking about stuff. Would I like to think that he understands everything by this point in the season and can complete that ball to Rome when he is open by the front pylon? Yes. Yes, and I think Ben wants that too. But he takes the opportunity to praise the fact that at least he's getting through his progressions. Because, folks, there was a lot of weeks there where Caleb was not getting through his progressions.
And there, and there might be a couple more weeks where that happens as he continues to grow. But the cool thing about where what the Bears have done is they have completely moved the narrative off of they can only be good if Caleb is great.
Yeah, we know that's not the truth. I mean, that is no longer the truth. And it's had to be adjusted. We're seeing a team concept. I love what Benetti said. Like, all right, the quarterback, no, he's not just 1 of 11. What is he, like 3 of 11? Like, in terms of what his value and his importance is. I enjoyed that. But it's not the only thing. And it'll continue to be the only thing in the national narratives and the conversations. And that's still happening. Right.
So what's wild about it is that statistically, if you look over the last couple of games, you could look at Caleb and be like, it's not great. But the team's winning. And when the team wins, it makes everyone look better. It's why I think there's been a lot of love for Bo Nix. Like, the team's been winning with Bo Nix as their quarterback. And now I think that there are probably a lot of people on the national scale, they were probably like Homer Simpson in the bushes. And I think of that in a good way. I think there were people in the national media when it came to Caleb, they were like, I really like Caleb, but I don't feel comfortable saying that right now because the environment is not right for me to say how much I like Caleb Williams. Hmm. And now with the Bears winning, folks can step out into the light a little bit and talk about some of this stuff and give him praise.
Well, but if there are national media when talking about the Bears leading with Caleb Williams, they're doing it wrong. Like, they're flat out doing it wrong. Like, I was doing post game on Friday, and I think we got to the end of the second segment before we even mentioned his name, because the Bears dominated the offensive line and the defensive line and what Dennis Allen did with everybody and what the running game did and all of that. It's like Caleb was
a secondary or tertiary story.
Yes. And that's what's happening here.
That's the beauty of it. But inside that, Speaks, that's what I'm saying, get ready for. Inside that, especially leading up to this game, people are going to like walk into the light. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You would have never heard this 5 weeks ago. This is Howie Long on the Hall of Fame quarterback that he sees in Caleb Williams.
Usually you say with a quarterback, particularly a mobile quarterback, make him go to his left. He's as comfortable rolling to his left, flipping his hips.
Komet?
Yes.
That deep
he's,
post.
You know what he is? He's, for me, he's John Elway from my generation.
Oh, wow.
Now, John Elway was, you know, he didn't light it on fire initially, and then he has a great career, and he's a Hall of Famer.
And he seems to be coachable. Caleb, yeah. You know, he's doing...
I think he challenged him.
He did.
He challenged him. Usually, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I think a lot of times the more talented guys are the guys that maybe work less on the details. Guys like you and me, you know, who carry a lunch pail to work, you work your rear end off, and if there's no stone left unturned, you know, you just... I want every edge I can get. I want to look at every film I can. I want to look at every formation I can. Caleb is starting to buy in. This is... He challenged the team, but he also challenged the quarterback.
He's nothing about his play this year should make you say he's John Elway. Nothing. I mean, but like talking about pedigree and what you think as you're drafting him before you see him in the NFL is one thing. But now seeing the challenge that it is for him, respectfully, just the challenge that it is, the difficulty of the ask and what he's doing, he's throwing it. It's 58%. He's 33rd in the NFL in completion percentage.
So, Alex, you hearing it now? You hear like what the guys are like, I kind of like Caleb.
Yeah. And
but I've been afraid to say how much I like Caleb.
The point that stood out to me is where he's like, he's coachable. Remember that narrative at the beginning of the year? The
sure
Tyler
do.
Dunn piece? Can we get rid of that now?
Clear. Well,
like, throw it away.
Well,
he's making strides with his mechanics in season.
Yeah.
He's playing under center almost exclusively. He's improved in the play action game. He's improved his overall body of work. He has done everything to show you that he is making those strides and seemingly taking to the coaching.
It's a great point. Last year, he didn't seem to have great coaching.
He did not.
Nor did he perhaps believe in the coaching and do some of the work that he's doing now. We talk about buy-in with Ben all the time. Caleb's buy-in... like just it soared through the effing roof with the hiring of Ben Johnson and everybody telling him, hey man, this guy knows it. He's like, okay, all right, okay. So he's trying and he's working. We don't know that he did last year. So like he's 24, man. That changes. Wait, we got listeners out there who have gone from job to job and all of a sudden they believe in a boss and believe in a place and they're like, oh, okay, I get it. This is when I grow up.
I think that that's completely normal for that to be the case. I just think, and I promise you, that leading up to this, you're going to see stuff nationally that you have not seen about the Bears and the Bears court. I promise you,
John Elway,
that it's going to happen. I don't have a problem with what Howie said at all. Because I feel like Howie's been one of them dudes that's been like, I think Caleb's good. You know, hits flowers, runs out the room. I feel like Howie's been one of those guys. And now he feels comfortable enough because the Bears are winning to be like, no, he's good. He's so good that he reminds me of maybe the most talented quarterback that's ever played football.
Well, he's talking about the home run touchdown to Komet when he's running to his left. And we just praised that as well. And I just praised it as well, you know. But it's like... in that game, and really in a lot of these games, he's being asked to be a game manager sometimes. And that's wonderful that he has a willingness to do it. Like Jalen Hurts has had a willingness to do it. And then the difference is when it's time, when the defense demands that you be that guy who throws it 40 times and puts up 280 or 350 and helps a team score 35 points, you got that in you. Are you ready to do that within this system?
And seeing that be the next step of his development is pretty awesome. Like the idea of look at how even an ardent like Bears fan can look at the growth that's happened. As angry as you were at the beginning of the season, you have a game where we're not dissecting the box score. We're not looking at the percentage. The thing that we're looking at now, the way that things have changed and the way that it's going to change nationally, at least for the next week, is they're winning. And Caleb's become a big part of it. Now, the run game against Philadelphia was crazy. But that thing that you're talking about, Spiegs, the idea of when the moment presents itself,
yeah,
are you going to be able to make a play?
And he has absolutely shown that. So I should just probably relax and let the Elway comp be the game finisher, the crazy skills with the arm and everything, and the ability to do it in a number of different ways and make big plays in the fourth quarter. I should just relax and let that be the point that Howie is making.
I think that you should live in it because it's all the things that you like and the things that we've kind of been asking for. You know me, I've been saying, I already know Caleb can do the crazy stuff. And in the fourth quarter, when your team is behind, I know he can do that. That if you're going to play off defense, you're going to let things happen in front of you. I know that he's good enough to bring a team back. What we saw and why the Komet throw to me is such a big deal, it is the culmination of all the stuff. It's the Bears run game itself making itself a weapon, one that can't be ignored by a defensive coordinator as good as Vic. Like, that's one of the great defensive coordinators in the game. Mm-hmm. And he got desperate. He looked at the Bears and said, these guys are running all over us. We got to do something. We got to send more bodies. We'll just send more bodies. We'll send more bodies. We'll put 8-9 in the box. And then the play call itself allows for Caleb to get the first down if he wants. But Caleb in the moment goes, I got it.
Yeah, man.
But.
Absolutely.
How about we get a little greedy on this one? And then he makes that throw.
I love it.
It's,
man,
all the things.
That's I just did that. I just said that last segment. Yes. I agree. It's just maybe that. If it's about that, then okay. I just think that. You know, it's just a fascinating spot to be in because not everything is there yet for the man. But I was incredibly impressed with the maturity and progress that took place and the ability to have that special at that moment.
And I think that's okay for you to do too. And when you look at Elway, when you look at his numbers, he wasn't the guy completing 70% of his passes.
Well, the league was different. Nobody was.
That's true.
The standard is completely different now.
And what version of Elway does this look like with Caleb?
The late Elway when he had Terrell Davis. And he did just enough. And he still got Super Bowl MVPs because that's how the league works.
This one's for John.
Yeah.
You go, John, can you go make an impossible throw? Like we've done, the TD has done a job today. Can you? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Watch this impossible throw. That's where Caleb's at now. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are good things. Yeah. Why am I the one that's the positive one today?
I don't know. I think I was positive, too.
The world is flipped on its head.
Look, I was told today by some spiritual advisors that I need to spread kindness and good cheer in the world.
Oh, well, then you're not going to like our next segment.
I know. It's going to be a tough spot for me.
You're not going to like our next segment at all because it is it's Schadenfreude. You remember that old meme of Aaron Rodgers on the ground with his helmet halfway on, halfway off? It happened again yesterday.
Oh, that's too bad.
To the delight of millions. Of millions. And then what happened? Well, they lost the game, and then Aaron happened. As good as your high feels about the Bears, may we introduce some more heroin to you? It's the Schadenfreude of Aaron Rodgers. Next, here on The Score.
These are great days we're living, bros.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Good, bad, or indifferent to say what they want. So I totally understand the frustration. I've been booed on offense, even in Green Bay over the years. So that was a boo-worthy performance, and I understand the frustration. You know, we control our destiny. We got to win. We got three division games, two of them versus Baltimore next week and the last week of the season. So it's a tough place to play. I played there before during the COVID season.
Aaron Rodgers talking about the loss to Buffalo, which had a lot of subplots. There's a lot of stuff going on in that game yesterday. James Cook, by the way, having an amazing year. You had the return of Keon Coleman.
Who caught a touchdown.
You had there being some beef between Cam Hayward and
Josh Allen.
For people getting need and stuff, there's a lot. And then there's Aaron Rodgers laid out flat for you on the field.
Oh, did Joey Bosa destroy that man? Absolutely destroyed him. And down he went. And as he's walking off with the blood coming down the nose, and Mason Rudolph had to come in for a little bit.
And he was terrible.
Oh, is he terrible. And Aaron was terrible.
Well, it was funny because when he came back in, that next drive, he kind of caught a rhythm, and then it was over.
I love seeing him struggle. I was afraid that he wasn't gonna. I thought this thing had a chance to really work. And right now, it is really not working. And when you are a relentless culture guy like Mike Tomlin, and you are team first every step of the way, and the standard is the standard, and you kind of sell your soul out a little bit to bring in the 42-year-old prima donna narcissist to save you and give you a potential playoff or Super Bowl run.
You know, none of your businesses, respectfully.
I'm sorry, Mike, but it's a national thing. It is our businesses to discuss. I feel like maybe you could have seen this coming. Because after this game, man, with the fired Tomlin chants going on.
That's rough.
Oh, and all the ugliness. You mentioned Cam Hayward. They asked him about the Josh Allen stuff, and he said, I don't know, ask Aaron. Ask Aaron. Because, like, whoa, that is, there's some ugliness going on. And the ugly, lying, and twisting, and ego-driven garbage was coming out of the quarterback's mouth after this one.
So that cut that we played coming in, I thought was pretty good for him.
Sure.
Like, fine. Although it does give you a little bit of woe is me. Like, I even got booed in Green Bay.
This conversation would have happened a lot sooner had I not won, you know, back-to-back COVID MVPs.
It's just all lies that come out of that dude's mouth. It's just all, you know, spin and lies and trying to manage the situation. He thinks he can control everything because he's a god, he's just not.
Oh, that's a really good question inside of the chat. Yeah, where is Joe Cowley these days? He's covering the Bulls. Bulls got a game tonight. Speaking of which, tonight the Bulls will visit the Orlando Magic. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15, tip-off at 6:30. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts.
Let's listen to beaten, sad, desperate, jackass Aaron Rodgers after this game yesterday.
Quarterback, when you guys are down and you're in that down and distance, what did you see on that play to try to run the ball there instead of trying to attack downfield on the 3rd and 9 where you guys ran?
Come on, man. Do you want to start talking philosophical? Is that what you want? It's 3rd and 9. They brought pressure off that side. So we checked. We had a run called that we checked the blocking. They did on the run, and we had a chance. You know, we had a chance. If that thing hits, nobody says damn thing. You know, if we block on the front side, on the perimeter, I mean, literally everybody's blocked up. And we got to hold, sustain those blocks on the outside. Kenny gets first down there, nobody says a damn thing. I thought we had a better preparation week and a poor practice week for whatever reason. I'm not sure if it was the cold weather or what it was, but it wasn't our best week of practice. That doesn't always translate to a negative performance. There's been great practice weeks and bad performances, and poor practice weeks and great performances over the 21 years of my career, but it wasn't the best practice week. So we got to practice in the elements better, and the execution, again, just wasn't where it was. I can give you a better answer on Wednesday. But let me look at the film first.
Flatness within the game and in practice is something that's not being done right from a coaching aspect or preparation aspect that's kind of framing you guys in the wrong way.
I know what you're trying to ask, and I'm not going to go down that road at all. I believe in the coaching staff. I believe in Mike Tomlin. That's why I came here. And players need to take accountability. Myself included, and I will. And I will continue to. I got to play better. But there's 11 starters on offense, 11 on defense, plus with the personnel groupings that we run. And we got to have a Monday to Saturday that we can be really proud of, our best Monday to Saturday, and go out and play our best game and take control of the division.
You talked about the accountability of guys needing to hold themselves accountable. You've been on championship teams, seen your fair share of locker rooms. This late in the season, is it concerning that that's still an issue right now?
Who said it was an issue?
There are guys holding themselves, not holding themselves accountable.
I never said that. But I said we need to hold ourselves accountable.
Aaron, last one here.
Aaron, it seemed like you and some of the receivers were off on some of the routes, the go ball to Roman, the one to Jonnu, or either the seam, he settled down. There were some scramble drills that seemed a little out of sync. How do you guys build that connection this part of the year, and how do you kind of go through that with your pass catchers where saying, hey, maybe I saw this, you see this, iron those out over the last 5 minutes?
You know, when there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check to a route, you do the right route.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is kind of an ass, right? I don't know.
So he talks a big game about, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take the bait.
Then he did it.
And then he did it.
I thought he was actually doing okay there. He was hanging in there.
He actually was.
And then
he said, when you got film sessions, everybody come to a film session. When I check to a route,
you do the right route.
even in the first answer,
when I got film sessions, make sure everybody comes to the film session.
Inside that first answer where he's sitting there like, come on, man. And then goes on for 90 seconds explaining exactly what the reporter asked him about.
Yeah.
I thought that the is it the coaching thing was bait. And I thought that he did a decent enough job handling
with
that.
With the long pause, you know, he wanted to say it.
But then you get to, guys got to, hey, we go to a different route. You gotta run the right route.
11 guys on the field, Sometimes it's my fault.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes.
And yeah, because remember, he did that stuff with the Jets. Was it Mike Williams, the veteran Mike Williams, who was a Jet at the time that he buried?
It felt terrible for Mike Williams.
Yeah. I mean, and now he's dead. So because I saw these quotes and heard these quotes today, and I'm thinking, is he talking about Roman Wilson? Is he talking about Calvin Austin? Is he talking about DK Metcalf? Who's blowing off film sessions and who's not checking to the route that Aaron wants him to check to?
I don't think that he's saying that anyone's blowing off film sessions. I think that he's saying that people are there in the film session and they have to then incorporate that into running the right route when they're on the field. He's saying everyone's at film session, but we got to make sure that when I check to something that you run the right route. Damn it.
When I check to a route, you do the right route.
Almost verbatim.
There was. It's just, I thought the Steelers were going to be a strong enough place, possibly, to not be Jets'd by Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let's call it Rodgers. That's what you got.
Yeah.
You just got a Rond.
Yeah. I did not feel any concern or remorse when Joey Bosa laid him out and the blood was coming off the nose and he was walking out. Just not a drop.
I give him
it's
credit.
Terrible. It's an ugly. My spiritual advisors would not approve of this
feeling. The Bears could win the Super Bowl and you'll look back like, man, I wish Rodgers would have played in that game.
Hey, they made a choice. AFC games are more important. And they went in there in the AFC game and Buffalo was like, hi, we're playing for our lives too. So, and they ran all over him. And now you look up and you're like, oh, they're going to end up with 9 wins again. Because that's what they always do. Maybe the whole Aaron Rodgers thing ends up destroying it. And maybe Mike Tomlin's like, you know what? I've had enough. And he walks away.
Well, do you see that? Was it a Josina Anderson report where she had said about what the coaching vacancies were going to be.
Yeah, there was a veteran coach out there who may be looking for a fresh start.
Yeah, a veteran coach who might be looking for a change of scenery.
Well, that's what it was.
I know that Matt Nagy's name is now coming up in New York.
But this was a head coach. She was referring to a veteran head coach that might be ready for a change of scenery on his own.
Yeah, so, how many are there in the NFL?
It's Ben Johnson.
1 year. What? It's going well. Don't take our Ben.
Well, it could also be Matt LaFleur.
Is Kevin O'Connell considered a veteran head coach?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this point,
yeah.
I'm going to stick with it being Ben. He's totally unhappy here. You can tell.
Per 6-7 the score is Lawrence.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Go ahead and do that. By the way, Obvious Shirts does have a phenomenal shirt out there. Our guy Joe at Obvious Shirts.
What is it?
It is a shirtless Ben Johnson caricature with lightning bolts coming off both of the shoulders. And it's just, and he's got the flex going on. It's a
collaboration
really
with the Wiener Circle. It's got their logo on there. Oh. And I guess the proceeds go to Toys for Tots, which is very, very cool.
Come Great. On now. That's phenomenal. So go.
And I believe I heard from a little birdie around the hallway here.
Coach
Wiener Circle hot dogs coming this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow's their day, right? Tomorrow's their free day, and everybody will be out. But it's not a Bears off day, so it's not like any of the Bears players can go. Can Caleb's dog go back?
The Bears can send a representative down there. Maybe send Kevin.
Send T-Med with a big box for the coats.
For the coat.
Hey, if you're going to go get a free hot dog, bring a coat.
Drop off a coat.
Let's go. That's a great idea.
There, we fixed it.
Uh-huh. Or they could send Kevin Warren. I like that. He could bring a playlist.
Send Ryan Poles.
Yeah, I mean,
they did make a transaction today.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, Britton Brown, back to the practice squad.
No, back off the practice squad, right?
Or no, I think signed
to the practice squad.
Yeah, because they cut him. They cut him last week to make room for Kyler and Jalen.
You know what that makes me feel better about?
Britton Brown?
The linebacker position, because they cut a linebacker to do it.
Oh, yeah. So maybe TJ is getting ready to reemerge.
Yep.
But at this point, that man hasn't practiced in, what, a month?
He don't need it. Will he be out there with the club?
Here's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Do we need him?
Huh? Ooh, I would not.
I would not say that. Oh, wait, the answer is yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah, for the record, we want their best players out there in the month of December.
Yeah, really like TJ Edwards out there.
Yeah, I would Tremaine Edmonds eventually as well.
The nameless linebackers have done pretty well the last 2 weeks.
You've done a great job. Back off on DeMarco Jackson. DeMarco Jackson, that is the former Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year.
It does feel a little bit like random name generator. Be like, hey, we need an athletic linebacker.
Uh-huh. Here is DeMarco Jackson.
DeMarco Jackson.
Dude, he was up for Mr. Football in South Carolina. In the state of South Carolina, and thought he was going to go to South Carolina, but got hurt, and so he went to Appalachian State instead. Two-time first-team All-Sun Belt and the Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year. So sometimes these backups were badasses every step of the way.
You know what we like to call a Sun Belt?
What's that?
SEC Junior.
The Fun Belt.
I like that.
He's in two different fishing halls of fame. Wow.
You like it just because it has belt in the title. Because it goes with your parenting suggestions.
Hey, you got to come out there and do that.
In the sun. That's
belt
what the
your sun's
son. It's the sun, S-O-N, belt. That's why Lawrence likes that conference.
That's a paddler.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's how bad it is in Minnesota that Adam Thielen's like, I'm good. Did I be released?
Did he ask for his release?
He did.
Oh, wow.
And that was, he wanted to go back home.
That's tough. Yeah, that's what he wanted that.
And he's like, I've seen enough of J.J. McCarthy.
That is tough.
I don't even like being at home. His kids were so happy that they were going back to Minneapolis.
Do you know what is going to get the Bears really feeling Packers week? You know what's going to get them going? Really understand, especially the new ones, the rookies. Well, the Bears organization has an idea of who should speak to them. You'll hear that next in a moment on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
And Charles Martin, I never say anything other than rest his soul, but may he rot and burn in hell. Period. New paragraph.
Man, Les would have loved this. He would have loved a Bears Packers week, or as our good friend Doug Buffone used to say, Packers Panic Week.
Ha.
He would have loved a good Bears team going to Lambeau.
When the Packers are looking up at us and they need this game badly, and the Bears are the one seed in the NFC. You know who hates the Packers as much as anybody in the entire Chicagoland universe?
Baby T.
He does, which is why we realized last week, by the way, Baby T would have been the greatest producer fit for Les Grobstein in the history of mankind.
He like, really would have.
Like, they would have made beautiful sports radio music together. They really would have.
Tanny would have been running a dub every night. Well,
that's the interesting thing. Like, it just, after a while, they would just agree with each other too much, and they would just move on to the next caller or the next text.
You're,
you know,
right, Les
needed
you're
someone
right
to like poke and prod a little bit. You
you're
know?
Right. You're right. No friction there. Just pure love.
Not Adam Harris out here trying to get him on the right road.
I know.
Poor Adam Harris.
We miss like, Harrison. R.I.P.
He's still with us. He's still with us and very handsome and just won another softball title.
He did not pass on. That is, I thought he passed. He did not pass.
He's not with us.
No. Yeah. That's too bad.
I love Farmio. I miss him too.
But no, the man who hates the Packers the most in Chicagoland is George McCaskey, a man who has been known to bring Packers logoed urinal pucks and put them in the bathroom. He did that at Virginia McCaskey's funeral. Ladies and gentlemen, there were Packers-logoed urinal pucks in the urinals at the funeral home.
George, man.
George is on one, so maybe we should not be surprised at what's going to happen this week.
Ben, whether it's this week or whether it was in training camp, did you guys do anything to kind of get to tell the story of the Packers rivalry, to let some of these guys know just how important it is around here?
No, that has not been the case, but I do know that I think George is going to talk with our rookies today. We do a rookie programming every week with those guys, and it just so happened to be on the docket
right
today, where he's going to just touch on the rivalry a little bit. Our players will be well informed of what that's about. I know the guys that have been here, they certainly know and they understand, but we have a number of new faces, so they'll know by the end of the week.
Papa Bear is smiling today.
I bet George loves that job. Oh, this is the week I get to talk to the rookies.
And again, if you're George,
yeah,
this is what you've been waiting for,
oh,
right?
It is. It is.
Sure, you got the win at the end of last season, but everything was still up in the air. Now you get to walk into Lambeau Field,
mm-hmm,
which quarterback and which head coach,
yeah,
and which run game.
By the way, I continue to hear wonderful things about George from so many people.
George is a wonderful human being.
Like George going to the funeral of Bears fans unannounced and just,
yes,
just making his presence felt and saying hello and giving condolences, stuff like that.
He's a wonderful human being.
And he hates the Packers as much as Baby T.
If you would like to be considered a wonderful human being, why don't you try this? Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. So join us in supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Together we rise. It's Chicago against hunger. Donate now to the Greater Chicago Food Depository at chicagosfoodbank.org. Or text GIVE to 91471. We thank you so much for listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, which is presented by Busey Bank and great clips. We got the Bulls coming up tonight. Tip-off will be at 6:30. Pre-game's in about 20 minutes. This was fun. We're going to have a fun week. Packers panic week, as Doug Buffone would say.
Might have to turn the page before Wednesday. I mean, because that page is, whew, it is two-thirds turned already for people.
You're 1 foot out the door, man. Spiegs has got tomorrow off. Big Ann Heron is going to join me, so we're going to do football, I think. Or we could just totally flip and be like, what are Big Ant's thoughts on the Bulls versus Orlando? I don't think we're going to do that. I think we're going to spend a lot of time talking football. We might even throw in weird, crazy coaching carousel stuff. Because there was a lot of weird, crazy coaching carousel stuff that was going on. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner Matt Spiegel, for even Baby T back there. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show our show every single day. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock here on Spiegel and Holmes.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.